David Palmer.
Good morning.
He is here to tell us about some German giants, and we're not talking about, like, what is it, Brobigdagnian?
Exactly right.
I know he's not German. This is the fifth concert of the season.
That's right.
Chamber Music Amarillo, and this one looks pretty fantastic.
Yeah, we're excited about it. It features two really prominent German classical composers, Bach and Brahms. We're thrilled to have the opportunity to showcase our harpsichord on this concert with Jim Rauscher performing and Emmanuel Lopez, who's playing a viola da gamba, which is a five-string instrument instead of four-string. It looks like a cello. It actually looks like a swanky like cello, like a Lincoln would look, a car, you know, so that's how I identify it. But they're not always done this way, but they can be held by their legs instead of using an impen. So it's kind of interesting. They actually tune down, so the pitch is a little bit lower than what's normal in today's world of music. And we're very fortunate to be able to do that very quickly with our harpsichord. And so they're doing three viola da gamba sonatas by Bach for viola da gamba and harpsichord. And then Rosita Goza is performing the Brahms third violin sonata, and I'm playing piano.
Okay, so when you said it can be held by its feet, what do you mean? Like we're holding it up like a viola,
Yeah, not by its feet, but what you do is you take the instrument and you know like a cello, you put it between your legs, but you use your legs and you squeeze to hold it in place. Mm-hmm. That's how viola da gamba used to be played. Now I think Manny may have an end pin, so he can just put it on the.
And is
on
that
the
to be able to get different control on it?
Honestly, I just think it was partly because the technology wasn't available back in the day when viola da gambas were prominent.
He wants to be all old school and really real.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, either that or he'll use his end pin. I don't know.
Fantastic. So. Well, if you haven't seen Jim Rauscher perform on the harpsichord, it is transformative. He is fantastic.
He did the Bach Fifth Brandenburg major piano solo, or a harpsichord solo, rather, keyboard solo.
Wonderful.
Which was a lot of fun. And, you know, we're going to have a six car bringing food for that concert, so we're thrilled, and also some growlers with some wonderful beer, and it should be a lot of fun. So
and we forgot to say that it's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday. There's a pre-concert talk by HPPR at the location with our esteemed new executive director, Will, leading the team, and Kimberly Hebe will be there as well. That's at 6:45, and then the concert itself is at 7:30.
Wonderful.
At the Fibonacci space.
And again, Rosita Goza, violin, Emmanuel Lopez doing viola da gamba. Is he doing any cello at all? Is it straight up?
It's straight up viola da gamba.
Nice. And then David's going to be playing piano, and Jim Rauscher on harpsichord. Yep. I love that you're serving beer with this. This is great. German. Yeah,
that's right.
You're going hardcore.
It's in their constitution, the recipe of beer. It is.
But you're not going to serve the giant boots, the big glass boots, right?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. I don't think that we could handle
that.
That's
only for your concerts.
Wonderful. That's a good one. So we're so grateful. If you are out and about, folks, this is on Saturday the 7th. Chamber Music Amarillo's fifth concert, German Giants, is at the Fibonacci Space, 3306 Southwest 6th Avenue. It's such a wonderful time. Pre-concert talk at 6:45 sharp. Show starts at 7:30. And I have a little German for you to get people in the mood. How about some Andrew's Sisters by Mir Bist du Schön?
I love it.
It's all the German I got here. All right. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you.